Welcome to Fizzball Inside, the weekly podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. I'm IFA President Jörn, and co-host of this podcast is our Secretary General Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jörn, and hello, Fizzball world. This is already episode number 10. That's an anniversary edition, and this calls for a special guest for today's episode.
So you are right. Please give a warm welcome to the president of United Through Sport and AIMS, the former world champion of Muay Thai and secretary general of the International Federation of Muay Thai Associations, IFMA, our dear friend, Stefan Fox. Hello, Stefan. A warm welcome to you.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jörn. Hello, Christoph. Hello, Fizzball.
Stefan, thanks for joining us today. You're being a very busy sportsman. First question is, how has COVID-19 changed your life?
I think, Jörn, we're all in the same boat at the moment, not just in normal life in sport. I think the pandemic has affected all our life. I think right now, the uncertainty is the only certainty we have. I think for many sporting events have been cancelled, postponed, like the Tokyo Olympics from 2020 to 21. I think for many sporting organizations, including myself, we're going through some very difficult time. But on the other side, crisis also creates opportunity.
Absolutely. And Stefan, as you said, many sporting events has to be cancelled or postponed. It's the same in our Fizzball world. We also had to postpone all our international events to 2021. But let's talk about something more positive than cancellations and postponements. You are also president of the initiative United Through Sports. Tell us a little bit more, who developed this great idea of the UTS Virtual Youth Festival?
United Through Sports actually was as much your initiative as ours. It got developed through the AIMS family, and we had our first conference in 2017. And then obviously having the Sport Accord 2018 in Bangkok, where I'm based, it was a great opportunity to bring sports back to the streets, as I can say, away from the meeting rooms and the inside of the convention center and the hotel, back to our youth and get our youth to meet all the leaders in sport and our own federation. And then this year, Beijing convention Sport Accord being cancelled, and we had a fantastic festival planned. We then thought, what are we going to do? Especially for the youth, they sit at home in lockdown, they are not active, and then we have come up with the idea to create a virtual youth festival. And as we developed this idea, we have actually come to realize that regardless when the lockdown hopefully finishes soon, for many kids around the world, they're still going to find themselves in lockdown, in refugee camps, in poor surrounding, in slums. So we thought, how can we involve all these kids and how we can involve inclusivity, non-discrimination, and also use our event towards a better tomorrow and peace promoting. And that's how the United Through Sports Virtual Youth Festival have become alive.
We thank you so much, Stefan, for that great idea, and we are really happy to be part of that. And just a few days ago, we have started and invited all the Fizzball youth around the world to participate in that really great festival. But Stefan, let's talk also about another thing. You being the president of AIMS, the Alliance of Independent Recognized Members of Sport, the umbrella organization, which is IFA also a member of, as we are not yet IOC recognized, and you also being the vice president of GIFES, the overall umbrella of all sport organizations, you have a very good overview about the IOC recognition process. Furthermore, you attended our last year's Fizzball World Championships in Winterthur. Having seen how we run our events and how the federation is organized, where do you see IFA within the sports family?
First of all, I'd like to also show my respect to your honorary and former president, Carl Weiss. I think Carl, he has done exceptional work building IFA over the last years, taking it really around the world. And then obviously now with you coming, how can I say, as the new blood, the new generation, with new initiatives, being innovative, I think that also brings a new fresh breeze into the IFA world. And I had the honor to be invited last year by yourself and by your honorary president to be part of your United Through Fistball conference, which was fantastic. And so many fantastic speakers, including our good friend Joachim Gersoff, the IWGA CEO. And there I have seen how you build also for the future, how you build a new generation, how you build for the youth, and how Fistball is now growing around the world. And then I had the chance to be part of your event itself and being part of the amazing final between Germany and Switzerland, which really was breathtaking. It was amazing for me to see the level. And I've seen Fistball obviously before, being German, as we say, Faustball. But the level of the sport has grown so much, and the atmosphere in the stadium was really electrifying. So I really must congratulate IFA for the work you are doing. And I think it's well noted also within the Olympic family.
That's absolutely good to hear. And would you all say it that way, if we talk about IOC recognition, maybe IFA is next in line, or who is next in line for IOC recognition?
I have to be careful what I say, because, you know, I may kind of lose some friends, or maybe get a call from the IOC. But it's all about criteria. They have to be, it's about universality, it's about youth development, it's about popularity, it's about fair play and anti-doping work. And I think there you're also doing fantastic work yourself, obviously being not just the president of IFA, but also in the anti-doping commissions of other sports. So I think that you are doing fantastic well. And I know for myself, it's not an easy journey. Muay Thai, we have tried also for many, many years to get there. And we made it in 2016. But we also say, as a martial artist, it's as much the journey as the destination. And I think the journey of IFA is fantastic. You have a very strong stance in the World Games family. And if you look at the Olympic Agenda 2020 and the sports which have been included in the Tokyo Olympics and now in the Paris Olympics, they all come from the World Games. And I think with the popularity Fistball has and the work and stance IFA has internationally, I think you're doing fantastically.
Thank you for that feedback. And I think we come back from the sports organization to the sport itself. Chris, may you please take over?
Yeah, sure. Jörn, you said it. Let's come back to the sport itself. And just to give an impression of yourself to our Fistball community, Stefan, what is your daily sports program? Has it increased during the pandemic time, or has it decreased?
To be honest, I consider myself still an athlete. Not as fit and firm as I would have said before, or been before. But for me, I am very disciplined in my training program. So every morning, my daughter goes to school at 7 o'clock, and 7:05, I'm on my way to the park or to the gym. So I train every morning 1.5 hour, and I try at least 4 times a week to train in the evening 1 hour. So for me, regardless winter or summer, and also the pandemic, I try to stay physically fit. It also keeps me mentally fit. I believe in a healthy mind and a healthy body. So I think we must lead a little bit by example also for our new generation. We can't just sit there and tell to them to stay fit and healthy and then smoke and drink. So for me, it's very important that I live a healthy and active lifestyle. Not saying that I'm an angel, but I try to do this and through the pandemic. I'm very lucky that I also had a gym inside my house, so I continue to train there.
So Stefan, you're a real role model, not only as a sports manager, but also as a sportsman. And just as a last question from my side, Stefan, you didn't start playing fistball yet, am I right?
Actually, I tried a couple of times in Germany in my younger years. We played it at school. You know, I'm not the tallest guy in the world, you know, so I wasn't really on the net. How can I say? The same probably goes for volleyball. But really, I like fistball. I like the energy of the game. I like the physical part. And really, some of these players, especially the German one I met in during a World Championship, or the Brazilian player I had the honor to meet, I think they are really amazing athletes, and I really must give my respect to the to these players. And I actually watched the video of your youth female athlete just a couple of days ago promoting the United Through Sports campaign for fistball, and you can see also a healthy mind and a healthy body. That girl is amazing.
So Stefan, thanks a lot for being our special guest today. All the best for you and your family. Stay healthy, and we hope to see you soon somewhere around the sport event or at the institutional meetings. Next up will be, but it's only virtual, the Ames General Assembly at the beginning of November. And I'm crossing my fingers that we can meet in person as soon as possible within the next year.
Thank you, Jörn. Thank you, Christoph. And thank you to the IFA family.
Yeah, Chris, this was already episode number 10, the special edition with the Ames president, Stefan Fox. It was great to talk to him, wasn't it?
It was great to talk to him, and it's always a pleasure to talk to him. And he's such, as I said in the question to him, he's a role model, not only as a sports manager, but also as a sportsman. And hope to talk and especially to meet him very soon again.
And as time is running, we planned to talk also about the Austrian Indoor Championship and the measures that are planned, and also the cancellation of the Champions Cup. But I think we should do this next episode, next week, or should we continue?
It would be very interesting to continue, but time is running and we should postpone it to the next edition of our podcast.
So, the only thing we have to try out once more is, and don't forget, together
we are fistball. Wow, the best version ever.
Ich glaub's fall nicht.